Mark Mothersbaugh and Jerry Casale looked into the future and saw the world going backwards. Out of their vision came their band, Devo, that's short for De-Evolution. They first met as art students in 1972 at Kent State University. They designed a mechanistic image for their band and dressed themselves to look like futuristic toxic waste workers. Their first album in 1978 was titled with a phrase from their anthem, "Are We Not Men? We Are Devo." Their biggest hit was the 1980 song, "Whip It." In the time since their last record in 1984, Jerry Casale has been producing videos and Mark Mothersbaugh has been exhibiting his art. Mothersbaugh also wrote the theme music for the TV show Pee-wee's Playhouse. Here's Blow Up from their new album Total Devo. Can you explain how you came up with the Devo idea?
It was just our way of describing what we saw going on around us. We were watching TV, reading the news, watching people in our town go through their everyday lives, and we didn't see evolution happening. We saw de-evolution.
Yeah, it basically went from the high to the low. I mean, we get our ideas from people like Carl Wittgenstein and Bertrand Russell and Mickey Mouse and Ronald McDonald. Western society runs the whole gamut from the high to the low, and Devo was the integration of the high with the low.
You were both art students when you started playing together, right? Did you see the band as a good opportunity to make your art into theater?
Exactly. Devo was a performance art idea. It came out of putting a label on a lot of the art that Mark and I were doing at that time, calling it kind of Art Devo. And so then we sat around thinking about, like, what would musical expression of the de-evolution aesthetic sound like? So Devo was a performance art band idea. It's just that at that time, there was no real precedent for that kind of a thing. Nobody was talking about performance art, and certainly nobody was using music as theater, except possibly David Bowie had, in a way. But this was a little different. And so we were just kind of doing it unselfconsciously, actually. We just did stuff we liked.
So it sounds like the idea for the band happened before the music actually came together. Did you have to start writing music that fit the concept that you'd come up with?
Well, that's a strange way of putting it. I think the overview, the philosophical underpinnings of the Devo idea made it easier to go off on a direction that was fresh, so it inspired us to write certain kinds
of songs.
That's
right, it gave us a focus.
We certainly weren't writing about "I lost my baby, boo-hoo."
They tell us that we lost our tails.
Your first album came out in 1978, and I remember that just being a terrific year for music. Your record coming out, Elvis Costello was recording, Talking Heads had just come out, The Ramones. Did that feel like an especially good time for you, I wonder?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you're fortunate enough to be in on that kind of intersection of creativity and the culture and politics, you know it, you feel it. And those waves appear briefly and then disappear just as quickly. As you could see, what happened soon after that is a very, the clampdown came on, like the Clash song. Necessarily that outburst of creativity and originality and freshness and individuality and all the acts and songs was quickly corralled by business and by the industry. And processed and made safe, it was gone as fast as it appeared.
Were there attempts to process you and make you safe?
No, people don't do it like that. They do it like benevolent dictators.
What do you mean?
Don't come and punish you. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside, people think that somebody walks in and tells you what song to write or something, or threatens you in some strong-handed way. It's like parents that say, you know what you should do, and it's your choice, but, you know, you make the wrong choice, and you know what mommy and daddy do.
Mm-hmm. You were one of the first groups to do videos. Had you seen a lot of videos before you started doing that kind of stuff yourself? It was before MTV. It was before.
There was no video.
There weren't any. Oh, okay.
There weren't any. I mean, other than Hard Day's Night, I didn't know of any, to be honest. We just thought we were doing something brand new.
Mark, in a couple of the videos, there's a character named General Boy. And is that your father who plays that character?
Yeah, he is, actually.
Why don't you describe the character?
Well, he's kind of the benevolent leader of Devo.
A lovable, patriarchal fool.
Mm-hmm. Who does everything from dote over his son Boogie Boy, who performs with us, to just pass out information on proper dress and proper behavior at a Devo concert.
So, you chose to see a Devo performance. Indeed, a wise decision. However, there's a few things you must know before this evening's event begins. Don't act like cattle at a roundup. Don't get burned by a spud or spuddus holding a lit cigarette. Protect yourself from the ninnies and the twits. The enemy is at the gate. And the enemy is the human mind itself, or lack of it, on this planet. So, why believe in things that may get tough on you? Give the past a slip. It's time to look for new traditions. It's time for Devo. Now, sit back, relax, take in the full measure of Devo's new traditionalist spirit. This is General Boy for Devo saying, bombs away!
I have to say that rock has more frequently divided parents and children than brought them together. So I thought it was real interesting that you got your father in on the act.
Well, we're kind of a pro-information, back-to-school, all-in-the-family band. You know, we never did promote rebellion and anarchy, because that's basically silly and irresponsible. And anybody that believes a band signed to a corporation performing entertainment on call with business managers and accountants is really about anarchy and rebellion, and they're still, you know, living 30 years in the past.
Nevertheless, Mark, I have to ask you if your father was into it in the beginning, and if he liked the band's music, if he felt that he was in on all the jokes.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had to tone him down now and then. He started traveling following the band when we were touring. He would show up in the Midwest at all these different cities with his uniform on, and he'd have like a 7-page speech that he wanted to read before we went on stage, and we'd have to just say, well, not tonight. Not tonight, General.
Yeah, he got tired of me writing his lines. He started ad-libbing and coming up with his own. And actually, a few times, they were great. We let him go, and he created his own lines.
A lot of bands today tour underwritten by a corporate sponsor, frequently a beer company or a soft drink company. And I was wondering if you've ever been approached by a sponsor to do that kind of thing, if you ever would do that kind of thing.
We probably would if it was the right sponsor.
We have more often than not been approached because I think certain companies like beer companies and cigarette companies don't see Devo as an ally. And however, we're now talking to people involved in tape and in computers, which makes sense because it goes along with the kind of music we do and the kind of pro information stance we have.
I have to ask you, all these years I've been listening to your music, I've been pronouncing your band's name Devo, and now I hear you alternately saying Devo and Devo. So which is it?
It's both. That's the beauty of Devo. You can't butcher it. It's been pre-butchered.
Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh, founders of the group Devo. Their new album on the Enigma label is called Total Devo. They're planning a tour in the fall. I cry if you die. This is Fresh Air.